You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Toys R Us shut down entirely in 2018 after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with more than $5 billion of debt on its books. My 7-year-old niece still isn't over it. But the ghost of Toys R Us lives on. If you head to the Toys R Us website, which yes, still exists, and you try to buy something, it will redirect you to Target.com. That's right, Target and the creditors that own the Toys R Us brand have struck a holiday shopping deal. Marketplace's Mariel Segura explains.
After Toys R Us shut down last year, the brand name was left in the hands of the creditors that had lent money to the company.
Effectively a cohort of banks that are now in the toy business.
Stephanie Wissink is a managing director at Jefferies. Now those banks are trying to figure out how to make money off the Toys R Us brand.
And it's a very challenging thing to do because their infrastructure was totally dismantled last year.
James Zahn, senior editor at The Toy Book, says those creditors are opening a handful of small stores, and through this deal with Target, they're monetizing the name itself. Say it's the holidays. I'm looking for a toy for my cousin's kid. I think to myself, is Toys R Us still around? And I try the website. Merle Gokey, a managing director at Alex Partners, says there are a lot of people who'll do this.
I wouldn't rule out Toys R Us being one of the top names that they would go and Google.
So back to my cousin's kid. I'm on ToysRUs.com, looking around. Click on the action figure category. 818 results. Oh, nice. There's a Black Widow version of Mrs. Potato Head. Click on that. And underneath, there's a button that says, buy now at Target.com. The toy will come from Target's inventory. Target will ship it to me. Toys R Us is operating in name only. We don't know exactly how much Target paid for this deal, but Stephanie Wissink at Jefferies says there's a lot of potential business here.
Almost $500 million of Toys R Us' total business was online. And I think this certainly, from a Target perspective, they want to get as much of that $500 million as possible.
Because Target is competing with Walmart and Amazon to fill the void Toys R Us left when it shut down. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.